This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Coach Courtney, we have a bye week here, so a little relaxation, I guess, for the guys. But we'll also be able to relish this 26-21 victory over Hopkins Central, a game that, nearly got away from us there for a period.
Yeah, they were probably leading more of the game than we were. So, yeah, they were a good football team and gave us everything we wanted. We were thankful to be able to come out with the win.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of the performances. Just a great game by Gabe Keller. I think he was everybody's player of the game with two interceptions and also caught, three or four passes. Just a nice game for Gabe Keller. Kind of a coming out for him, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we knew he had a lot of ability and could make a lot of plays. And it was just really good to see him, be able to show it this week. Made two tough picks that were always – you know, those are always things that we value a lot, just turning teams over. And then what's really contributed to the offense side of the ball, too, and some things that didn't show up in the stat sheet was him blocking downfield. I remember really clearly with Micah there in the fourth quarter, the play that he kind of got hurt and cramped up, he was putting somebody on their back to be able to get us down there to the 1 or 2 yard line. He was the key block on the play. So he did a lot of good things, and I was glad to see him do that.
Yeah. Offensively, your co-players of the game, Tyler Belt and Caden Howard. You could almost throw Micah Newcomb in there too, but Tyler and Caden, really great jobs moving the football down the field.
Yeah, Coach Barry felt like they were the two that played the best. And they both did a good job with getting the ball in space, being able to make some plays. Both came down with touchdowns, throws, and I think Caden was able to get one kind of on the – it's a throw, but kind of run on the jet as well. So, yeah, there were guys that were really making plays all night. And offensively, in the second half, I thought we really got going once again, and we were able to put three touchdowns on the board, and those two guys were definitely part of it. And Mike and Newcomb as well, like you said, I thought he made really good decisions with the ball and played a really solid game as well.
Yeah, 21 of 34, pretty efficient, no interceptions, 204 yards. Excuse me. Nice game, really nice game from Micah.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yep.
And then Quinn Summers, like you say, he comes in when Micah goes down with that cramp and has the little shovel flip pass. That's your jet, I guess, what you would call it there.
Yes.
It is a pass. So that was the pass, wasn't it?
That's right. One for one for the
yeah,
for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was a pay. It wasn't a handoff. I had marked it down as a pass, so I thought.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, nice game. And then I thought Gatton Travis there at the end really ran the ball when you needed to run the clock out. Did a great job of just pounding it up the middle there.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought kind of offensively kind of got going all together there, especially late. Gatton ran the ball hard. I think Gatton had a solid game all the way around. We had to put him at nose guard, which I don't think a lot of people, or even I, would have necessarily thought it was something that we'd do going into the week. But with the situations that we had, he made an impact down there at nose. He gave us a fast guy down there, and he played good at linebacker as well. I think Gatton had a solid night all the way around.
I was going to ask you about that. With him at nose guard, I didn't know when you put him in. I just know when I noticed it. And it seemed like it was about the time we were getting them stopped. Had he been there earlier in the game?
No, it was late in the third quarter. I don't – every time that he was in, we got stopped. So I just think the speed and the changeup, even though I don't know that he actually even made a tackle while playing those, he was causing – it's just one of those positions that
disruption.
If you're getting in the backfield and demanding double teams, it doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet all the time, but he was really making an impact when he put him at those, and I think it really helped us get some key stops late.
Yeah. I know you know this team's a work in progress, and you've had – 4 weeks now. You're almost halfway through the season. You've got 2 wins, 2 losses. How do you feel about the progress, and where do we need to get to offensively and or defensively to continue to get better?
Well, we've made progress in certain areas, and something we're just making too many mental errors with penalties and misalignments defensively, and then blocking the wrong guys. Just little things that we can fix, it'll make a huge difference. Basically doing, you know, you can see two tails of two different teams just in that game last week. We're able to get stops at the end. We're able to score in the second half. So we just got to clean up the little things. I do think that we're making a lot of progress, but at the same time, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, and that'll be a big focus. I think that we got to do better with possession and where we're taking possession, with field position, with kicking game and decisions. And then some of it falls on me, too, and the way we're doing things. We're just going to have to look at it. Defensively, we do pretty good, and we can get them backed up with the 30 or the 35, but we're giving up a lot of short fields the last 2 weeks, so we got to figure out ways to put them in better positions, not to give up such short fields.
And we didn't mention Lane West either as a player of the game on the line. And Lane had a big play there at the end, kind of bottled up the quarterback, Isaac Earls, on a fourth down and six play there, and really closed out the game in a way.
Yeah, he was back-to-back lineman of the week. Thought he did a good job on the offensive line and filled in the defensive line this week and did a good job as well. So it's good to see him showing some consistency and getting going here. Really makes a difference for us. I thought that he showed that he could be a key part defensively as well, which was really good to see. So, yeah, we're proud of him and the way that he's played the last 2 weeks.
All these seniors, man, they're turning in some nice performances week after week, and it's hard to believe they're down to six regular season games.
I know. I kind of had that conversation with him and Micah that, you know, you're halfway done, and they're like, man, we really got to turn it on. I think it just kind of hit them just saying it out loud, but it goes by fast. It really does. We got a good senior group, so we're going to make sure we do everything we can to send the guys out the right way.
Coach, it sure does go by fast. It seems like just a few weeks ago you were out there wearing number 28, man.
Yeah, it does to me too.
Yeah, you know, you've got, I tell kids all the time, you have 4 years to play and a lifetime to talk about it. So you cherish every moment.
That's right.
All right, Coach Courtney, enjoy your bye week. I know you guys will be out there working, though, but at least there's a little bit of stress off of you for a week, huh?
Yeah, it's a good time to just focus on ourselves and lighten things up a little bit. Just slow down a little bit. Everything moves so fast, like we were kind of just talking about. Yeah. But this is a week that we can really take slow and get little things fixed. So I'm excited about this week, actually.
Yeah, and then we've got a monumental task the following week when Owensboro Catholic comes to town for our homecoming game.
Yes, Coach Courtney. Very good football team coming to town.
Probably one of the top three or four teams in the state of Kentucky in Class 2A.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah. All right, Coach Courtney, thank you.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
Appreciate it.